Hi, welcome to the Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and on today's show, we're going to look at customizing the Visual Studio environment. Now, there are a number of ways you can customize Visual Studio. The first that people are most familiar with, of course, is the Options dialog. So we go to Tools Options, and here's a whole list of things that we can customize. So fonts, and where are they? Come on, fonts. There they are, and the text editor, etc. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about customizing the start page. Now, when I start Visual Studio, I have the start page show up because I kind of like it. I can create new projects, open an existing project, but here's my recent projects list. Yes, I know that I can go up to File, Projects, and get them, but I kind of like having them here. And, oops. Let's go back. If you accidentally close the start page, you can get it back by saying View Start Page. Okay. By default, the page closes after you load a project. You can turn that off. And if you don't want the start page at all, you can uncheck Show Page at Startup. I don't necessarily do much with the stuff in the middle, but I kind of like the start page. The alternative, of course, is if we say don't show the page on the startup and we exit. Are we exiting? There we go. And we just start up with an empty project. Okay, which maybe you want. I like to actually have something that I can see, the start page. Now, if I want to control this, I can go into the Options dialog. Control 3 brings up Quick Access because I have the Productivity Power Tools. And I type Startup, and I go to this page. And at startup, I can say show the start page, or I can turn it off. I could show the new project dialog box, the open project dialog box by default. A good one would be to load the last loaded solution. You know, how many times do you start at Visual Studio when you're working on the same solution you were working on when you last closed Visual Studio? So that's not a bad choice. Open home page brings up the MSDN website. I typically wouldn't do that. So maybe load last solution or show start page. Okay. So the start page comes up. There's getting started. There's guidance and resources. And then there's latest news. And on latest news, you can choose an RSS feed. So I've set mine right now. This one looks like the default. Go Microsoft.com, forward link, etc. And I think this is the default MSDN feed. I can change that. So, for example, I could go to my blog. I just need the RSS feed and come back into Visual Studio, paste this in, and now I have my blog appearing here. And if we go back into the startup options page, notice that that's changed. So Visual Studio will now make this a setting, and if I exit and then come back in, on the latest news, it's set to my blog. Now, why would I want to do this? What's the point here? You know, if you're like me, you spend a fair amount of time looking at what other people are talking about, so reading blogs. Now, I have a number of RSS readers. There are a number of RSS readers out there. I use one in particular. And what I find is if I want to go see what other people are saying, then I take my attention away from Visual Studio. I move over to that RSS reader. And at that point, I'm lost because in that RSS reader, I have not only developer topics, but I have baseball topics and news, etc., etc. And all of a sudden, it could be 5 or 10 minutes later, theoretically, not that I, you know, waste time at work or anything, but you know, you get my point. You could get distracted. So wouldn't it be nice if inside Visual Studio, you could see the blog feeds that you're interested in without having to draw your attention away from Visual Studio? So that would be a good use of latest news. And we're going to expand upon that in the main part of the demo. So here we can customize the start page. You can go beyond customizing the start page in this sense. You can actually create your own start page, and that is what this episode is basically about. Now, there are a couple ways we can do that. We can customize the start page ourselves, or we can use customizations that other people have created. So let's see what other people have done first, and then we'll look at how we can customize the start page ourselves. So if I go to the Extension Manager, and I go to the Online Gallery, and I do a search for Start Page, then I see where are the ones I'm looking for? Ah, here's one, Visual Studio Tip of the Day Start Page, written by Adrian Collier, my good buddy. So let's download that. And then there's also one here, the Bing Start Page. Let's download that. There's probably others, but this will do for us now. So give us a sense of what's happening. We need to restart. Okay, so now let's go to the startup options. And now that we've installed additional start pages, they show up in the customized start page drop-down list. So let's start off with the Bing start page. I say OK, and now notice that there is a new tab in my start page called Bing, and it shows me the picture of the day from Bing, and then of course I can search, and I can search for all kinds of things, not only including topics that I might be working on, link to XML, which we've looked at recently, or, you know, Metro style apps or something, but as well as other things, so Seattle Mariners, and of course I can now go out to Bing and play around. Okay, so that's interesting. That's kind of fun. Let's look at the other one. And let's look at the Visual Studio Tip of the Day start page. Notice that the Bing tab is gone, the latest news tab is gone, and it's replaced by Tip of the Day. All right, this is cool, and I can kind of scroll. There they are. These come, I believe, from Zane Nabulsi's blog. So shout out to Zane. Okay, so that's kind of cool. So this gives you a sense of the types of things we might want to do with a start page. So what I want to do is I want to create a start page that goes a little beyond that. As I mentioned earlier, there are a number of blogs I'm following on development topics, and I want to be able to see at a glance what's new in those without having to leave Visual Studio, without heading over into my RSS reader and getting my attention distracted. So, how do we do this? Well, to create your own custom start page, you need to download the custom start page template. So let's go back into the online gallery, the Visual Studio gallery, and download the custom start page project template. There are two of these, one for VB, one for C#. I'm going to download the C# version. Okay, and now when I go to create a new project, if I look in extensibility, here's a custom start page I can create. So let's create the RSS start page, which I've already created before. So let's call this the Visual Studio Toolbox RSS start page. And what this will bring up is a project which has a solution, excuse me, which has two projects. One is the start page project, and one is the start page control project. Now, if we look at startpage.xaml in the main project, we need to rebuild this first. Or actually, we need to build this first. Now we can reload the designer. And no big surprise, it looks like the start page, because this is basically the XAML that defines the start page. Remember that in Visual Studio 2010, the IDE moved to WPF, and so the start page is XAML. So here's the XAML that creates this custom start page. And it's basically pretty straightforward XAML. And if we go look at the designer again, pretty straightforward. You'll notice that it has everything that the current start page has and an additional tab for my control. Okay, so if we kind of split this, here you can see the tab for my control. So if you just want to add something to the existing start page, then you can use this tab. If you wanted to get rid of things like get started and guidance and resources and latest news, cool, then you could get rid of those things. I think what we'll do here is we'll just add a new tab. If you wanted to get rid of the recent projects list, etc., you can get rid of those or keep them. You can also look at the code that makes that happen. Okay. Now, in the start page control project, there is my control. Again, if we look here, we see that the tab item contains my control in the my namespace. If we go up to the top, we should find my, which is the start page control project. So whatever XAML is in my control will be displayed in the my control tab. And then if we look at that, it's a user control, and you can put whatever you want in here. Now, I guess my recommendation would be not to develop the XAML that you're putting in here. I think it's easier to create a separate project that does what you want it to do and then move that XAML over into here. And the main reason is when you start this up, you get the Visual Studio experimental instance, which also takes a while to load. So we'll just sit here, or stand here, as the case may be, and be patient. And we get the experimental instance. Oh, cool. So you're now going to see what we did before. This is the end result of what we're doing. Okay, so now I've got multiple instances of Visual Studio running. So I think the easiest thing to do is to create an entirely separate project for the customization that you want, debug it, get it working, and then move it over into the start page project. All right, make sense? So this is what I want. This project, RSS Reader Base, is the prototype for what I want to add to the start page. So what I want in the main window is a number of blogs that I want to read. So the Toolbox, Visual Studio Blog, Channel 9, Scott Guthrie, Beth Massey, shout-outs to those guys, and there could be additional ones. And then in here I'm showing all of the posts for, I think it's the last 60 days. And then when I select one of these, I'm going to display it in a web browser control, which gives me the ability to tab through these quickly, see what's going on. Okay, so that looks pretty good. That's basically what I want. Okay, so this is a WPF application. I will very briefly go through it because, of course, we're here talking about moving this into the start page, not exploring what this does. But basically, we have a window. It's a user control in the start page, but that's okay. We've got a couple resources, one for text blocks and one for the list box, which is going to use a data template. Then we have a number of list boxes, one for each of the feeds. They're all using that template, and then they all have the same selection changed method. And then the code is going to retrieve these feeds. When the window loads, we go and get the feeds using the exact same link to XML that we've looked at in the past two episodes. And then we populate the list box with those feeds, all of the feeds for the last 60 days. So take the pub date, the published date, and check when it is. If it's within the last 60 days, include that. Populate each of the list boxes, and then when you select something in a list box, we use the navigate method of the web browser and navigate to the URL of that post. And that's how, when we start up, we bring back a number of RSS feeds. The more you have, the longer it takes. So there's a happy spot somewhere where it doesn't take Visual Studio an extra, 30, 60, 90 seconds or whatever to load. So you want to be clever about how many you bring down. And then when I click one, go out, and in this web browser control, display that page. Okay, so now this RSS reader is working. It's an application that I can use, but what I want to do now is move that over into Visual Studio. Okay. So, first thing I want to do is update this control. So, let's just look at the XAML first. So I'm going to pop over to here, go to the XAML here, and what pieces do I need? Well, the first thing I want is the contents of the grid, so I'll just highlight all of that and move it over into here. So this populates the grid in the user control. Okay, now I need my resources. In my original application, everything's in a window. Over in the start page, everything's in a user control, so I have to change this from window.resources to user control.resources. Okay? Now there is an unloaded event gets handled, I want to load all the feeds. That's equivalent to the window loaded method, so I'm going to copy all of this code, including the list box selection changed handler, and put it right here. Okay, so now when the user control loads, we get the feeds, and we need to account for anything missing. So this X document, where is it? I thought this would show up automatically, but I guess it doesn't. Oh, I know why it doesn't. Usually you get an underscore here and you can add the usings, but if we look in the references, I don't have the assembly that X documents in, which is system.xml.link. So I'm going to have to add a reference here to system.xml.link. There we go. And then I get the option to add the using statement. Okay, then I also need the post class. So let's add that. Add a new class called post, which is going to look exactly like this. Okay. And what did I miss? Let's build this and see what else I'm missing. Ah, could not find an implementation of IEnumerable. That is because in addition to system.xml.link, I need link itself. So, system. No. I have that. I'm sorry, that's a using. System.link. Okay. Now this builds. All right. So in the control, I have the same code that was in my application. Okay, so now what I want to do is come back to the start page. And I don't want this to say my control. So the header is going to say my feeds. Okay, save this. Build this one last time. Now let's run this in the experimental instance. And the experimental instance remembered the fact that I had practiced this before and it showed up with this feed. And then I ran that earlier, so I haven't literally proven to you that this works, but you'll have to take my word for it. Okay, so now we're good to go. So now what we should be able to do is load this up in Visual Studio, right? So let's exit here. Let's exit all instances of Visual Studio. Let's start Visual Studio. And it's still the tip of the day start page. Okay, let's go to startup and we'll select my start page, which doesn't appear here yet. And the reason it doesn't appear is I haven't installed it. So what I need to do is, remember, where was this? It was in projects. So let's go to documents, Visual Studio 2010, projects. Here's the VST RSS start page, and when I build it, what gets built is a VizX file. So now I can double-click on this and install this. Or if I wanted to share this with others, I could put this up in the Visual Studio gallery and let other people download it. So now I'm going to install this, and now start up. Do I need to restart Visual Studio? Yes, I do. Okay. So now when I exit Visual Studio and restart it, and then go to the options page for startup. Now here's my VST RSS start page. I'll add that, and now under my feeds, I have my RSS reader. And depending on my screen resolution, it fits or it doesn't fit. I built this under a bigger screen resolution, so more of it fits, but you can play around with that. You can decide how big to make this. Do you want to take up more of the page? But basically, the takeaway here is that anything you can do in XAML, for the most part, you can do in the start page. So this custom start page, this user control here, is just XAML. So we have a running XAML application, which is an RSS reader, and then we moved it over into Visual Studio, had a couple touch-up things to do, nothing much, and it just runs. So whatever you want to do in XAML, whether it's a game, you could put tic-tac-toe in here, or an RSS reader, or you know, whatever you wanted, whether it's related to development or just for fun, you can put it on the start page, because the start page is just XAML, and adding things to the start page is just creating a user control in XAML, and then creating a VizX from it, installing it, and then you can customize the start page, or if you wanted to, you could replace the entire start page. So that's that. I hope you found that useful, and play around with it. See if there are things you can do to customize Visual Studio and make it a little more useful, or at least a little more fun while you're in there developing. And we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.